Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode. I'm so excited to have you here today and to talk about today's topic. I'm really excited about today's topic because it's something that I have gone through and continue to go through. So I just wanted to talk today to you about the manifestation process. And I wanted to talk about something that comes up, which is jealousy or envy. So I wanted to talk today about jealousy and envy and how we can deal with those emotions so that we can become a vibrational match to what we want. So basically with manifestation, like attracts like, and we want to be focusing on what we want, not what we don't want. And so this can be, it can be very, very simple, and then we want to break it down to apply to day-to-day things, right? Because that's what, at the end of the day, we need to be able to apply law of attraction to our situation to make it work. So I'm here to provide some tips and tools to help you apply it to your day-to-day life in relation to it. Something called envy. So I was looking up the definition for jealousy and envy from psychology terms. And generally when we think of jealousy, we're actually thinking of envy, because according to the psychology description of jealousy, jealousy is more to do with relationships and the fear of losing someone, as opposed to envy, which is a feeling of discontent or resentfulness because you're longing and aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. So generally, what I'm actually talking about today is actually envy, not so much jealousy, but I always think of it as jealousy. Envy is jealousy, even though jealousy apparently is when you have a fear of losing a partner. So it's more so if your partner's like flirting with somebody else and that's making you jealous. So that's apparently actually what the definition definition of jealousy is, whereas I specifically want to talk about envy, which is the feeling of discontent or resentfulness, longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. So this can come up because, so pretty much when you desire something, you're wanting something. Typically, well, from my experience, what I've experienced is that you initially have a feeling of like the lack of that thing, which is pretty much your worst enemy from a manifestation and law of attraction perspective, because like attracts like, and if you're coming from a feeling of lack or like needing that thing in order to be happy, or making that thing your source of happiness, you're not a vibrational match to the thing that you want. So, for example, what I'm trying to explain is if you're coming from a place of lack, For example, you're single and you constantly feel lonely and desperate for a partner, you're not really going to meet the love of your life or soulmate from a place of, oh my God, I'm so lonely and desperate, I need to have a boyfriend or I need to have that right now. You're not going to attract what you want from that place of lack. And as easy as it can be from an outside perspective to kind of say, okay, like let's shift that, applying it to day to day does require a lot of work. So I want to try and, you know, help you break it down and apply it to something like envy, because envy is really coming from a place of lack. If you look at the real description of the word, we're looking, the meaning of the word is longing, and we can shift the perception of longing. So we can work on shifting our perception to go from longing to inspired, which is what I've heard before, which is a great way of looking at envy or jealousy, is to look at it from the perspective of inspiration rather than a negative thing. So I'm going to talk about that today. So basically, I'll present it in a few different scenarios. So let's look at one from weight loss perspective, for example, because this used to come up for me a lot. And I had to deal with the emotion, because once I identified the emotion, if you have awareness of your emotions, you're actually ahead there. Because if you have awareness of emotions, you can start asking yourself the right questions to dig deeper as to what your beliefs and thoughts are that keep you manifesting what your situation is. So whatever your reality is currently, you can use your emotions to dive into why you keep experiencing the same reality. And although like it can take time to shift these thoughts, it requires a lot of persistence and patience and you're required to do some work. But certainly I've noticed with myself to do with weight loss, once I actually did that hard work, the changes happen and the changes that are inevitable. So it's exciting to think that we can apply this to so many different areas of our life to improve ourselves. You know, and like I always say, improving ourselves from the inside out is how we're going to get to where we want to be. So with weight loss, it's no different. Even though when we think about weight loss, we're just thinking, you know, how many calories am I consuming, or am I eating healthy, or am I going to the gym? But I invite you to start looking deeper, because everything starts from our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. And so, for example, if we're going to apply something like envy or jealousy to weight loss, I'll explain it from what I used to experience, because I used to experience this a lot. So this takes me back to actually, I would say when I started working on my emotions was back when I was at uni. So we're talking about like a long time ago, like 7 or 8 years ago, when I legit started to look at my emotions in order to manifest weight loss. I started looking at my emotions and I realized and became aware of the fact that because I was so into looking at my relationship with food and my emotions around food, etc., etc., I noticed a lot of envy or jealousy around women who got to eat what they wanted and didn't have to worry about their weight. So pretty much I'll just say that there were some girls at uni who were effortlessly slim. Like, you know, just basically the body that I always wanted, and it was easy for them. And they got to eat whatever they wanted, pretty much from my perspective. And I know that a lot of women do this. They look at other women and go, well, you get to eat whatever you want. And they pretty much put it down to metabolism. I hear this all the time. Like, I get that all the time now, which I think it's hilarious. And actually, like, sometimes it just does my head in, because I'm like, wow, if only you knew what I've been through. It's funny, because metabolism is something that I want to talk about, actually, but I won't get into that today. because today I just want to talk about this envious thing and how I used to look at these girls because I was about, let's say, I'd say, you know, like at some point I was like 15, 20 pounds heavier than these girls. So we're talking about, you know, around 10 kgs at one point, you know, when I was at my heaviest. And I would heavily like compare myself to other women all the time because I wanted the, you know, my ideal body. I was like kept on striving for my ideal body, you know, wanting to be my best self, which led to a lot of discontent around my body, dissatisfaction, obsessive dieting and preoccupation with my body and food, which I would call an eating disorder. That's what I would term what I had, which I think a lot of women suffer from disordered eating because they're not, I blame the weight loss industry pretty much because of the things that we're bombarded with daily. But anyway, what I want to say is that I basically spent a lot of time not realizing that I was envious of certain things about these women, and that was actually making me manifest more of what I didn't want because I was focusing on what I didn't want. And so from the perspective of weight loss, for example, what I notice in myself, so I'm guessing that other people struggle with this too, is just become more aware of how you perceive other women that are the body that you want. For example, like how I used to look at the women that had a naturally slim body and become envious that they could eat whatever they wanted and not have to stress. And this can be quite subtle in the sense that I would think to myself, wow, I go to the gym, I don't eat junk food, and here you are, I'm here with a salad and you're eating fries and you haven't exercised and I've been going to the gym 5 days this week, yet you look like that and I look like me. And that's kind of what I used to do. And that I think is really important to bring into your awareness, not just from weight loss, but I want to talk about other stuff too, because we want to dig deeper on that, because that emotion, envy, is actually giving us a lot of great information in terms of how we can manifest what we want. So with food, my kind of perception of manifesting weight loss had to do with removing a lot of anxiety around food. Not just food itself, but around my weight and my perceptions of things. So if I really think closely to how I was able to manifest weight loss and a reality where I didn't have to worry about my weight, I really had to break down a lot of my thought patterns around food and my weight. And like I said, one of which was that envy. And to break it down for you, the kind of things that I worked on in terms of my thought patterns were when I would witness another woman eating something that I wanted to eat, and I would think to myself, okay, like, you're slim, you get to eat that, you deserve that because you don't have to lose any weight. That's kind of one of the thoughts that I would have going through my head. So pretty much, yeah, I would get envious of these women because I would be like, why do you get to look that way and I don't? And basically what that meant, if we want to dig deeper as to envy, what it means, or jealousy, basically we're looking at discontent or resentfulness and longing. So if I was envious of these women's bodies, I'm pretty much longing to look like that, right? But if I'm longing to look like that, that means that I must be dissatisfied with how I look. And if I'm dissatisfied with how I look, there must be a feeling of not feeling good enough, basically. And I realized that within myself. And I would look at these women and feel that feeling of envious, I would feel envy, And then I would feel, well, hang on a second, if I'm feeling envious, and again, like the perception of envy, the feeling that I would feel of envy was a feeling of lack, like a feeling of, it wasn't a positive feeling. Like I was saying before, we can switch the perception from envy to inspiration, but at the end of the day, that requires deeper inner work. Like if which is what I want to help you with today, is to get in deeper into that. So basically with the weight loss, I would address and think to myself, okay, so I'm feeling this envy right now. Why am I feeling this envy? I'm feeling this envy because she's slim and I'm not. Okay, so she's slim and I'm not. What does that mean? It means that I want to look like that. Okay, well, if you want to look like that, you can look like that. This is kind of the conversation I would have with myself in my head to try and deal with this feeling. Okay, so then what's wrong with looking like you? And then that question would then bring up something. So you would then ask yourself that question. So if I don't look like that, what does that mean about me? And it's interesting to see what comes up, because something might come up which then you would realize that you have some sort of self-love issue, self-esteem issue around your body. So then you, like for example, in my past, I would be like, well, I'm not good enough, or I'm not attractive, or whatever comes up. And then I would literally write that down as something like a limiting belief that I need to deal with. So another thing that would happen would be, for example, like I said before, well, if she looks like that, I get to look like that. And that was more me opening up that possibility, I guess, of being inspired and going, well, if you want that, you can have that. That was something that I would work through that emotion with and kind of say, well, I can have that, right? And then whatever comes back opposing in your mind might say, but I'm too lazy, but I don't have the metabolism, whatever. And then you can write down, this is great information for you. Like this is great insight into why you manifest what you do. Like, because remember, your thoughts and feelings and beliefs create your reality. So if you're breaking down this one emotion of envy and going, wow, this actually gives me a whole heap of information about myself and how I can switch these little things. So what I did in order to manifest weight loss was literally like, I'd go, right, so I'm envious of this woman. Therefore, there's a part of me that doesn't believe I'm as good as her, or I'm lacking in certain things. Right. So what am I lacking in? I'm not as like motivated as her, or I don't have as much as fast of a metabolism. I lack willpower, etc., etc. And then I'd break down these little things in terms of weight loss. So you can actually do that from any perspective. So for example, like in terms of business, if there's another woman that I'm envious of, for example, the way that I am breaking it down is, okay, so this woman has something that you want. For example, she's successful, she's got the income, she's got the clients or whatever. And then so I identify the emotion. So bring into your awareness, okay, so I'm feeling envious of this person. So this is something that happens to people, and I'm guilty of this, is that we judge the emotion. And I've done this and actually got pulled up on it by my coach, Catherine Zenkina, Manifestation Babe. And got pulled up on it because I was feeling guilty of having this emotion. Well, actually, not so much feeling guilty. I was feeling guilty too, but I actually initially felt fear. Initially, I felt fear as, oh my God, I'm feeling this emotion and this means I'm not manifesting my reality. Oh my God. And then I'm literally like, adding these extra layers, because emotions are so layered, they're like an onion. And what we actually do is we add all these layers of unnecessary stuff to these emotions. For example, I'm feeling envy, but then I feel jealous but then on top of that, I fear it because I think, oh shit, now I'm not manifesting what I want because of that emotion. Shit, push it away. And then I'm like, there's this other thing that adds on to it, which is judgment of, oh my God, you're pathetic, Barbara. What are you doing? You're feeling this emotion again, you know? So these are these extra layers that we have to be aware of and just go, okay, this is normal for my brain to do this. How can I deal with this? Right. So let's not add this extra shit on top of the shit. So I'd pretty much be like, right, so I got pulled up on it. I'm resisting the emotion. If I'm resisting the emotion, I'm resisting it because I'm fearing it. We resist emotions because we fear them. So if I'm resisting it, I'm fearing it. I'm fearing it because, well, like I said, I'm judging it. I'm saying, well, you know, that shouldn't be there. I shouldn't be that person that does that because I know my emotions and I'm good at manifesting, so I shouldn't be having this emotion. So let's just first of all go, no judgment. I'm having this emotion. Let's not fear it. I'm not going to make it worse by identifying it. I'm going to be able to deal with it if I identify it rather than push it away. It's there. Therefore, it's probably coming up more than one time because our thought patterns are pretty much just repeating themselves over and over again. If you become aware of your thought patterns, you'll notice that it's the same shit day in, day out. So I would be like, right, okay, so I'm feeling this emotion. I'm not going to judge it. I'm not going to fear it. Let's open it up. Let's welcome it. Let's get curious. And it's this energy that I'm coming from now, where I've peeled back these layers and I'm no longer fearful and I'm no longer judging it. I'm just opening it up and I'm just going, right, there's this feeling and I'm completely open to it. And I'm just saying, let's see what this is. So then I'd open it up. And I'd say to myself, okay, Barbara, so you're feeling this way. Why do you feel this way? And I start asking myself questions. So the questions that I would ask myself, what am I actually wanting that she has? What am I actually wanting? So like I said before, for weight loss, it was like, well, I wanted her body. Well, let's just place this into another scenario that you can apply it to. So, okay, so she has success. Say, for example, she's got the coaching clients, she's got the money, she's got the business, whatever. Okay, so then I would ask myself, why does she have that? Just like how I did before with the weight loss. I ask, well, why does she have that? So then I would write a list of why she has that. Okay, well, she's showing up daily, or it's easy for her. She's happier than me. She's younger. These things come up. And then the interesting thing is that next to these things, you would then write, or what I do is I write the reasons why I can't do that, right? So because this is opening up the emotion, it's actually giving you insight into the actual core things, the core issues that you have to work on. Because we got to break it down. It's just, we can't just leave it as envy and go, oh my God, like I said before, I'm going to shift this because, you know, we got to go deeper in order to shift the emotion. Otherwise it doesn't work. We're just repelling it. And it's from my experience, when I break this stuff down and I get down to the juice, I get down to the seeds of what the issue is, where I can just completely chip away at it and break it away, and I move forward from that issue. So then, for example, like I said, let's say I've got, it's easy for her. Well, why isn't it easy for me? And I'd ask myself, well, why isn't it easy for you, Barbara? Because I procrastinate, because I'm lazy. And you can see how that it's just about me now. It's got nothing to do with anyone else. Okay, so she's happier than me. Well, why aren't I happier? Why aren't I happy? Because I'm broken, because I've got issues, because I'm shy. these are the kind of things that get written down. Or she's younger, so then what about me? I'm too old. I wasted my 20s. I resent my decisions. Now you can see, like, without any judgment, like, try not to judge yourself or whatever for whatever comes up. Like, I've got shit. We've all got shit. It doesn't matter who you are. You've got shit, right? Everybody's got things that they've got to deal with. And I feel like the more open we are, the more real and raw we are, the better for all of humankind, for all women, because we've all got this stuff and we want to open up our stuff and deal with it. And so, for example, now at this point, you've got more stuff to work with. You've got this stuff that you can talk yourself through and say, well, okay, I need to do some forgiveness work about my decisions that I made when I was younger around things that I did. I've got to realize that I'm not broken. I'm just like everyone else and blah, blah. I've, you know, got issues. Everyone's got issues. So then I deal with these separate things, right? And then you'd go through these separate things and you deal with them because they're more the sore spots. So the sore spots are the actual core of the stuff that's causing those emotions to show up again and again and again. Like sore spots is something that I got from a psychiatrist that I read his books, Roger Gould. So that had to do with emotional eating stuff. And he talked about, you know, having to break down the emotion to get to the sore spot. And the sore spot is that stuff that I'm talking about. That's behind the envy and the jealousy. We got to get down to what the core stuff are. If we open up and peel back the layers of this emotion and we get to the core, that's how we shift the emotion. That's how we go from feeling a negative emotion to gradually shifting it to not having that feeling anymore. So yeah, it's really important to get to the core of these emotions, because now that we have these things that we can work with, now it's a great time to create some affirmations around those core issues and working on reaffirming them. So next time then that you feel that emotion such as envy or whatever, you can actually see it for what it is and not panic about it, because then you've already identified the process and you've broken it down, and then you feel more in control of shifting that emotion to something more positive in order to be in alignment. Because a lot of the time what I see is people just try and shortcut it and they go, well, don't feel that way. You know what I mean? And the problem with that is that the emotion's just going to keep on coming up. And I noticed this with other people, is that they just instantly will go, well, don't feel that emotion. A lot of the time with the law of attraction, we're just wanting to be positive all the time. But we're not going to be positive all the time. We've got to actually break down the patterns that keep on resulting in our reality. And if we don't actually break down these emotions and do the work, yes, it sucks going through that stuff. Yes, you might judge yourself initially. Yes, it might feel shit, more shit before it feels better. But if you actually go in there and change this stuff, you do actually feel better in the long run. But a lot of the time what people tend to do is they want to upkeep this image of I don't have this issue, or I need to just be positive all the time, and repel it and resist it and push it away. And like I said, I've done that too, and we're only human. And we've got to have compassion for ourselves and try not to judge ourselves and others. So it's really important to just accept that's where we're at. That's what we can do and move on from there. Well, I hope that was helpful today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will catch you next time, babes. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at nodietbabe or check out my website nodietbabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.